Perek of Mishnah Hey, we're continuing in Zavim, the first chapter, the fifth Mishnah. Ra achas meruba kishalosh. A person has a issue. A person has a flow equal to the amount of three issues. And what is this defined as? Kshehi kimin gad yon l'shiluach. The time that it takes to actually traverse, the time that it takes to walk from a place called Gad Yon to Shiluach, which is a fountain in Yerushalayim. And how long does this take? Another way of defining it is the time that it takes Shehin Kedei Shtei Tfilos V'Shnei Sibugin, the time that it actually takes to immerse and the time that it takes to dry off from after immersing these two times, which is another way of defining this distance. As explained previously, that is also approximately 100 amos, time that it takes to walk 100 cubits. Such a person, hares a zav gamor. Such a person is considered a zav gamor because a person had an issue that is considered three because it was so elongated and therefore requires a much more complex purification process culminating with a sacrifice, a korban. However, if a person, ra'achas meruba kishtayim, if a person had one issue but is lasting as long as it takes just to do the immersion and to dry, the time that it takes to go to the mikvah of tefillah and sibug, such an individual would be considered metame. In what way is a person metame? Again, not zav gadol, however, metame mishkav umoshav, but a person still would render impurity b'mishkav or moshav, would be whatever this individual would lie on or would sit on, would he would make tame because he had this one elongated type of issue, this one long elongated ri'ya. And therefore, in order to purify himself from his situation, he would need tzarich bias ma'im chayim upatar min a korban. He would need to immerse himself in running water, but not bring a korban, because only a zav gadol would have to bring a korban itself. And therefore, a zav gadol, you need to have three issues, and he had only two. Rabbi Yossi concludes this Mishnah by saying, Lo amru achas meruba ela im ken yeshba kedei shalosh. Rabbi Yossi says, No. When you say achas meruba, you need to have it long enough to have the time that it takes to walk these 100 cubits, this status of three. But to have one mission that would count as two, he disagrees and says that concept is not applicable. That is how he understands the psukim in Sefer Vayikra, as opposed to Tanakama, who says, no, you can have one emission and have that count is actually two. The next Mishnah, which is the last Mishnah in Perek Aleph, says the following, Ra achas hayom v'achas ben shmashos. If a person has a ri'ya, one ri'ya, which is, again, the time that it takes just a regular type of emission. And when did he have this? He had ra'achas hayom, he had it today, ba'achas benesh mashos. And he had the second one during this time period called benesh mashos, which is referred to as twilight. And what is the issue here? What is the question? What is our problem? We don't know. When did this person actually have this type of issue? Benesh mashos, it's day or is it night? Is it 2 days in a row? Is it 3 days in a row? Because if a person had an Ibriya, maybe it actually traversed over two different days. Maybe we actually had three here, right? He had one for sure on one day, and the question is, did he have two on that same day? Did he have it really back-to-back? In which case, he has three. This is exactly the scenario. And therefore, our Mishnah goes on and explains on the following. Im yadua shemiksas hariya mahayom umiksas salamachar vada lo korban velotuma. If a person knows for sure he had a little bit of this ri'ya, he had a little bit of this issue today, and a little bit he had it the next day, because during Benesh Mashos, it actually hit both of these time periods, and we also know he had it for sure on the day prior or on the day after, vada lo korban velotuma, because we here have 3 days, and therefore, since it's 3 days, even though it was only this smaller type of emission, wasn't this considered gadol, wasn't a long one, but since it hit over two time periods, believe it or not, it could actually, if it counts on a different day, even if it was a small type of issue, it could count as 2 days, as 2 times. However, if we are in doubt, wait a second, did this actually traverse over 2 days? Maybe it was just really over 1 day. He's not so sure, it's a suffix, he is in doubt. Such a situation, vaday l'tuma, for sure he's metame, because for sure we have 2 days in a row. However, suffix the korban, we are in doubt if he has to bring a sacrifice, because we don't know if it hit that 3rd day, and you need to have 3 days to bring a korban. So what do we say here? He actually would bring the korban, he doesn't partake in the korban, because it's only suffix if he needs to bring the korban. Savik a korban, you bring it, the Rambam says you do not partake and eat from it. But for sure, the level of tuma, that for sure would continue as per usual. The Mishnah concludes, Rashna yamim bin ashmashos, safik la tuma for the korban. And then if a person had an omission, if a person had a re'iyah for 2 days in a row, and on both these days it happened during the twilight, during bin ashmashos, so here we're in a situation, I don't know. Safek l'tuma. We are in doubt whether he's mitame. We are in doubt whether he is able to render a sense of impurity if he lies on something or sits on something, as well as l'korban, because we don't know how many days we have here. Because maybe it happened 2 days of twilight, in which case it could even have hit potentially over 4 day period, right? For sure, 3 day period, or doubt really 3 day period, because we don't know how many days he hit. Maybe he actually hit it all in 1 day with a day break, and then he had it on that 3rd day, because Ben Hashmashos is either I had it today or I had it tomorrow. If I had it a little bit today and tomorrow, a little bit that day, a little bit the following day, we hit 3 days. However, if a person has a scenario where he has a scenario where he actually has a 3 days in a row, he would actually bring a korban. It actually could never follow to be 4 days in a row, I apologize, but potentially it could be over 3 days, and if it is, we're safek tuma, safek korban. If it's achas bin ashmashos, safek l'tuma, we're only in doubt if he's metame, if it happened over 2 days. Of course, there's no issue of a korban whatsoever, and therefore everything that he would lie on and sit on would be safek if it's tame or not, and it requires, we are in doubt over its status. Of such a person.